Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's that time. Phone lines are open. Ask me anything. AMA, like Reddit, except audio version. 800-636-1067. My guess is we're going to talk plenty of training camp coverage. All of our training camp coverage on The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Check them out, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Jeff, before I forget to say this, our guy Lou, that we used to call Metal Shop Lou, he was out here today and he told me to tell you you're a Bama.
Dang, what I get called a Bama for?
I'm just saying.
Tell Lou, hit me up on my social media, because I need to understand why.
All right, we're also waiting to hear from B. Mitch, who may or may not be getting into Dewey Beach roughly now-ish. We'll see. He's very close. He's probably about 90% of the way there. So hopefully we'll hear from him when he makes it. Let's get to these phones, though. Let's start with our guy, Jupe. Jupe, what's your question, brother?
JP, how's it going, man? Hey, Before I get to my question, I just want to commend the job you do on interviewing these guys, which is going to lead into my question. You do a great job at asking questions that a lot of us fans think on, even questions we may not think about that help us think deeper into the subject. So I wanted to commend you on that. But my question is, out of all the interviews you've done on the Commander team this season, which you think is the best one you had so far?
Oh, man. Well, let's start with, thank you, Jupe. A lot of times people ask me my favorite thing to do and, like, sit down. I don't know, you quite call them long form, but, like, real interviews where you get to talk for 5, 10, 15 minutes are by far my favorite thing I do. I think I'm good at it, and I enjoy it, and I try to bring light to who these guys are. Best one so far, and they're all up on my YouTube page if anybody wants to watch them, at JP Finley DC. I really enjoyed talking to Austin Eckler, in a lot of ways because I didn't know him yet, if that makes sense. You know, when I talked to Cosme, I know him well. I've covered him since he was drafted, even like B-Rob, I've covered since he was drafted. I just talked to Luke McCaffrey today, and one thing that was really interesting with Luke, you know how like people talk about positive vibes and speaking it into existence? Like being around Luke, and like aura is this like big conversation piece these days. Luke has like a truly significant positive aura about himself, and you can feel that. But big picture, I just really like getting to know people and talk to them and just kind of getting past the surface level and, you know, just becoming a little bit real. Thanks for the call, Juke. Let's we'll keep it going. Damon is in Oxon Hill. What's up, Damon?
Happy Friday to you. All right.
Happy Friday to you, buddy.
Yeah, I've been having a debate, and I've been trying to figure something out. I got a it's actually two questions. Okay. It's player-wise, who would you play, or who would you take, Gary Clark or Terry McLaurin? That's question one.
Oof.
Then question two is, you can answer that one first.
Gary is excellent. Gary is absolutely a great player. I think I'd have taken Terry because Gary's production came on excellent, awesome teams. Terry's production's come on really bad teams. So,
okay. Second question. If you could play any two defensive linemen out of the four, which one would it be? Payne, Allen, Dave Butts, or Darryl Grant?
I got a kind of sad confession here. I'm not old enough. I never really saw Darryl Grant or Dave Butts. I know the stories. I know Darryl Grant. He caused that fumble in the NFC title in the NFC Championship game. Obviously, Dave Butts is a legend. Apparently, he had like a size 9 head. I've seen Allen and Payne, so I would lean that direction. But I know those dudes were beasts for some really good Super Bowl winning defenses. So maybe I'll plead the fifth on that one because I can't really answer it fair. But I love those, Damon. You always have the good hypotheticals, and we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Now, it's only fair. Yeah, no problem, bud. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend. Toby, Jeffrey, Landfill, do you have any questions? Since, you know, we're all in it together here, boys.
Let me see.
You don't have to. I got callers. I just wanted to open the floor.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Jeff, Landfill?
I'm good.
Let's go to the phones, then. I think the delay is killing us all.
Yes.
Clay is in Fredericksburg. Clay, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, JP? Question for you. So this far into camp, comparison to the 2012 RG3 year, a lot of similarities with the number two overall quarterback. Where do you see this team in comparison to that team? And I know that the hype seems to have been a little bit more quiet so far this year. I think most of the reason is just because, like, we've dealt with so much disappointment, you know what I mean, over the last 20, 30 years. To me, there seems to be some quiet optimism. I just want to see, like, your opinion because you're around them every day.
It feels wildly different from the Robert year, from Robert's rookie year. Dramatically, like, maybe not quite night and day, but pretty significant. I think Robert means well, but has a serious look at me streak. I don't think that's really news to anyone that has lived the last 10, 14 years of Robert in and around the media and around the NFL. Jaden has none of that. Jaden is like, let my play do the talking. Jaden, I think, is going to speak to the media Sunday, so that'll be the second time we've talked to him. Robert was doing stuff almost every day. Like, maybe not necessarily speaking to the media, but like running by a camera. And in that moment, like the joy of life with Robert was so significantly high, it felt a little fool's gold. Obviously, it was proven to be a little fool's gold. I get that they are both number two overall picks, Heisman Trophy winners, and they're both here in Washington. But honestly, I think the similarities end kind of there. You've got Daniels is a pocket passer, period. It's what he is. He can run like hell, and they're going to use that, but this dude is a pocket passer first. Robert wasn't, so just from like a actual play standpoint, I think they're quite different. And then they're very different people. And I would say organizationally, man, the organization back then looked to cash in on RG3 immediately and marketed the hell out of him. I mean, it was RG3 mania everywhere you looked. Dude, Jaden, I don't know that there's a commercial or like even the signage you see up here at the park. Yes, there is Jaden signage, but there's a lot of Terry. There's a lot of Brian Robinson. Like, Revo has signage. They probably have, like, some Bobby Wagner stuff. Like, it's not. If you went back in time 12 years ago, especially to Richmond then, I believe, it was the RG3 show. Here, it is not the Jaden show. And I think that's the biggest difference. We'll keep these phone lines going. If you want to call in, it's What Up, Everybody, with JP Finley. You can ask me anything you want. 800-636-1067. PJ is in Reston. PJ, what up?
Hey, lovely Friday to everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. And wanted to ask you a couple of food questions. Even though, I mean, you're pretty brave with food because I know you got the hot dog with the maple syrup and the ketchup, and I'm not one to judge. It sounds weird, but you never know, right? You try it, and it might be like, oh, this guy is a mad genius. This guy is, he knew what he was
it
doing.
It kind of slaps, yeah.
Yeah. So my quick food question would be like, what would you say, in your opinion, is the best non-fast food, best place that has the best steak and cheese, hamburger, and chicken sandwich in the DMV area? The place that was voted the best, Jimmy's Tavern, I went and got their steak and cheese. Boy, oh boy, it was so underwhelming. I would say even Santini's had a more delicious, in my opinion, steak and cheese. But yeah, just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that, and I'll give them a try at some point.
All right. Is Jimmy's Tavern the one in Herndon? Like the old school bar? I've only been drinking in there. I don't know if that's Jimmy's Tavern. That's actually where we had Rich Tandler's wake, if it's the right place I'm thinking of. My favorite cheesesteak is at a place called Peter's Carryout in Bethesda. But in one of those, if you know, you know. Anybody that actually knows Peter's Carryout, you call it Ned's, because the dude that owns it is named Ned. I assume he bought it from some dude named Peter, but it's been like that. It's been Ned since I was in high school. I've gone there since I was in high school. My favorite burger, I don't order burgers enough. I think it's called Capital Burger, right by the convention center, is awesome. I had those at like B. Mitch's golf tournament a couple years ago. I love Five Guys too. Like, if I'm getting a burger, unless I'm like going out with my wife, the burger at Hunter's Hound, this restaurant in Friendship Heights, is pretty good. What was the other one? You remember? Chicken sandwich or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to eat everything. Do you have a favorite cheesesteak?
Admittedly, I don't venture out that much on that sort of stuff. So
you don't go to the club. You don't go out for cheesesteaks.
I have a boring life, JP.
Do you just watch baseball and, like, compile stats?
Sure.
We'll keep the phone lines going. My guy Vince is in Seat Pleasant. What up, Benny?
What's going on, JP, Landine, Jeff? What's up, family? How y'all doing, man? I got a question off the topic.
We are chilling.
I heard you mention you might be pulling up to the lounge at 202. So what's the chances of you having a drink with me and my man Jeff while we out there?
Pretty slim, Vince, going to be honest with you. What time does it start? This is Saturdays. I got to be there at 1 in the morning.
No, you can come before 1. It'd be lit all night, JP. You just asked for the prime time of the club. I was telling you, 1 o'clock.
What time do you get there, Jeff?
This week.
What time do you get there?
I was going to say, this week I'll be there from 10 to 1.
This week's not happening because Sunday is kids' day out here at Commander's. And I'm going to be busy. Jeff, I will try to make it there. Will you do Saturdays throughout the fall and into the winter?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the closest I can get to a promise. So this is like a pledge, if you will. No, hell no. But when the Wizards season starts up, and I assume we're going to be doing these Wizards alt casts again, and when we do those, I am downtown when the Wizards games are on. So we need a confluence of events to happen here, Jeff. We need a Wizards game with a Wizards alt cast, and it to be a Saturday night where you are DJing. But should all four of those things come together, if we get the inside straight draw here, I will be at 202. I'm not sure what to wear. You'll have to give me a little heads up on what to wear. But I assume they got vodka. Yeah, we'll make the most out of it.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
What's up? All right. Thank you, Vinny. All right, let's keep these phone lines going. Did Bees call? Bees was calling me for a question. Let's go to Jay in D.C. on line two. Jay, what up, man?
Hey, what up, fellas? How you doing? Thanks for taking the call, man. First of all, I'm going to give a shout-out to B. Mitch, man. 109 miles, man. That's crazy, man.
He's a maniac.
I couldn't even do 109 blocks. But, see, JP, here's my question. Though, man, speaking of riding the bike, man, when you going to get out there and ride with B. Mitch? And if you do, man, how many miles are you going to give him?
There's a better chance of me going to the club with Jeff, I think. I don't know, man. I can ride a bike. I am overdue. Our buddy Ahmet made a charitable donation to get me to ride a bike. I'm aware I still owe him 20 miles at Haynes Point. Like, I could do it. I'm in a rut, I would say, physically. Like, summertime's really hard because my daughter's camps have crazy schedules. And then once training camp starts, I'm just, like, kind of cooked. So my normal routine is a little off. But I typically run, not a lot. I run, like, 2 miles. So I could do the bike. It's just a matter of actually physically going to do it. When COVID hit, my wife got a, what do you call the trendy bikes?
Peloton.
We had a Peloton for a while. And then eventually we both kind of just stopped riding it. We sold it to, shout out to Parker Minturn, who bought a used Peloton from me. Thanks for the call, dude. We're going to do, I just closed the call sheet. Let me see if I can reopen it. Lou is on line four. Is this Lou that was here before from the metal shop at BCC metal, High School?
The metal factory, all that, yep.
What up, man?
JP, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Good seeing you, man. I'm just excited, man. Happy just coming out there for the first time in a long time. And just the vibes out there was just fun. And, you know, I know it's hot out there, but it is what it is. And, you know, it's just love all around. And then I'm just excited for the season, man. And just, you know, being a sleeper team, hopefully we can make a run and things like that. And as far as B-Mitch goes, man, yeah, man, respect to B-Mitch, man, doing a big, man, for whatever the cause that he's doing it for. And, yeah, respect.
Hey,
that.
Lou.
Shout out to B-Mitch. What's up?
You're supposed to ask me a question, but can I ask you a question? Why did you want me to call Jeff a Bama?
Lou.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy, Lou. Hey, JP, Jeff. He called me a Bama what? Out there and was saying we not picking up the phones when I answered the phone. You know, people don't know. We hear that little talk and they do.
I think y'all probably have me mixed up with somebody else, maybe. But no, Jeff is my dog. He cool with me. JP, why are you putting words in my mouth, man? Why are you trying to start with me and Jeff?
I'm just reporting the facts, man. Thank you for calling, Lou. It's good to see you this morning.
Likewise. All right.
That's our guy, Lou. That was fun. I like answering questions. It's different. Nobody calls me and is like, hey, do you remember that time in 2003 when I met you at the grand opening of the Home Depot in Laurel? I never get those calls. Beamish gets all those calls. But I feel like we learned something today. We're going to learn something next. David Harrison from Sports Illustrated will join us.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, boy, coming down the stretch of a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday of a long week in Ashburn, Commanders training camp. The boys are getting some good work in, though, man. I think a lot more to be encouraged about this week than last week, and I think Dan Quinn is really building this thing kind of incrementally with purpose, and it's been interesting to watch. It feels different than maybe the last few camps. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. All of our training camp coverage is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Insulation. Just got a serious gust of wind in this tent.
Yeah, keep that going.
Yeah, until everything blows over, Toby. Jeez. Think big picture, Toby. Damn. All of our training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Insulation. Helping us, you know, make sense of what we're seeing and he's seeing is our friend David Harrison now. David covers the Commanders for Locked On NFL, Sports Illustrated. Harrison grinds, man. He's out here every day putting in a lot of work. Dave, how you doing, man?
I appreciate you, JP. How are you?
I'm good, dude. I am good. My contention is that the last 3 days of camp have continuously upped the best day of camp, whereas last week was kind of gritty, like they were working hard, but it was weren't seeing a lot.
Yeah.
We're starting to see some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're starting to see the offense kind of be able to open it up more, right? And when you talk to guys like Jahan Dotson and Brian Robinson, they kind of talk about how fun this offense can be. And Jahan really kind of goes in on getting playmakers in space. I mean, just today, you see a screen pass to Jahan Dotson that literally gets him in space, and he's able to make a move and get upfield quick and make something happen with it. And it's just that kind of stuff. Like when you can manufacture offense from the line of scrimmage or even behind the line of scrimmage, it's something that's really cool. And that only accentuates a guy like Jaden Daniels with what he can do with the long ball and with his athleticism, because you don't want to let defenses just sit back in some sort of shell and just defend against the long ball, wait for the rookie to make a mistake, take advantage, get him off the field. You want to make them cover, I always call it four dimensions of the field, right? You got short, intermediate, deep, but you also got behind the line of scrimmage, and you're seeing some screens that if they can get on the same page with them, which they're starting to do, I think that can really be a threat to opposing defenses and really start to open up what Cliff Kingsbury can do with Jaden.
You mentioned Cliff. I'm curious, when he was first hired, I was a little skeptical of the hire, but having watched some of the stuff out here, I've been encouraged, and I think that you're going to see some good things. What have been your thoughts of Kingsbury? And I'm curious if it's changed your mind, if you were a little skeptical at all like I was.
Yeah, when he was hired, I mean, I understood the skepticism from people. You know,
what was the skepticism?
Just,
you it's think
kind
it's
of
air raid, he's going to throw it 75 times a game?
That, but also when you go back to when he was hired by Arizona, right, a lot of people were like, this is a dude who wasn't actually all that successful in college either. Why is he getting this NFL job? And then things went well for a period of time in the NFL with Kyler and the Cardinals, but then eventually it fell apart and he ends up out. And then I think his reaction to also getting fired from that job, like leaving the country, and people are like, oh, it's a one-way ticket, who knows when he's going to come back, I think that kind of sticks in people's mind, and maybe it's a little bit unfair, like, you know, for what the guy was going through. But, you know, he comes back in, and I always try to keep the open mind, because I think the really important part of the context of Cliff coming back to the NFL is the not being a head coach part, right? He can just focus on drawing up these offenses and doing these things. And then when the staff was getting built out, he's also got Brian Johnson, he's got Anthony Lynn. So you really have three head coaches, or two head coaches and three, you know, senior coaches in the room to really craft this offense. And I actually talked to Olamide Zaccheaus, and, you know, he comes over from the Eagles. He's got experience in the Falcons as well. And I asked him, like, is this, you know, similar to offenses you played in before? And he said, no, it's completely different, especially the terminology. So even guys who are coming in with some familiarity with some of these coaches and these senior decision makers, this is still all new for them, which is what Dan has been telling us too, is not just the rookies are learning a whole new system. You know, and then Joe Witt goes through and says, this isn't going to be the Cowboys defense or the Falcons or the Packers, or the Browns defense he's come from. So it really kind of shows that this is all new. And even if you think you know Cliff Kingsbury's tendencies, you may not actually know Cliff Kingsbury's tendencies now with the Washington Commanders.
I think Kingsbury was the right hire. And I love the staff they've built out around him, in that we'll see. And you know, who knows his flair and his timing for play calling specifically, and sequential play calling and all those things. Yeah. But I think he's the right guy to develop a quarterback. I think his quarterback track record's pretty strong. And I think when you add other guys that play the position, Tavita, Rye, Blau, Brian Johnson, who's had a ton of success with quarterbacks, like, that's what I really like about it. One of the things that I think will be most important for Jaden's development is balance. And I think Cliff runs a much more balanced offense than he gets credit for. And then I think these backs, specifically I think B-Rob and Eckler, what have you thought of those two so far through camp? What do you think the usage should be as we get into the regular season?
Man, I love the duo. You know what I mean? And I've been a big Austin Eckler fan just from afar, obviously, watching his career.
Scoring 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the elusiveness, he's got the agility, but he's also, I mean, he's got more power than I think that people give him credit for. I don't know that I wouldn't call him a power back. I wouldn't want to see him do that on a down-to-down basis, per se. But I think just, you know, whether you want to call him smash and dash, whatever nickname the fan base wants to come up for him eventually.
God,
I think it's just,
can we not?
Yeah.
Please don't do a nickname.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to come. If they're successful, a nickname is going to come.
Just call them Eckler and B-Rob.
There you go. That's a good one.
B-Rob and Eck.
But I think that...
Dude, I'm sorry. That's a pet peeve of mine. Nobody loves unearned nicknames more than position groups of the Burgundy and Gold. Remember the flight marshals? How was that?
Oh, wow.
They're patting each other down. Just giving up bombs. Patting each other down. Please. Withhold all nicknames.
I'm not a fan of self-given nicknames, for sure. That's definitely got to be something you've got to earn from other people, I think. But yeah, I think the duo together, like, they just think that there's an opportunity there to again, just really challenge defenses and give them a lot of looks. We've seen some two-back sets that I personally have been screaming for since, you know, the first day I got on the beat here, just with, you know, the running back tandems that this team has had. You just had the personnel. And I think that's really the biggest thing, kind of tying back into Cliff Kingsbury, is, you know, none of us know how successful or non-successful this is actually going to turn out, right? Like, we're kind of reading the tea leaves of what we see today, which looks good right now. But if this fails, right? Like, if this offense fails, it's going to be because of other reasons. It's not going to be because there were weapons and opportunities out there that just didn't get used, right? Like, you feel like last year, you know, this team went down with 5 out of 6 bullets in their wheels still unfired, right? And I think this team, if they go down, and it's, you know, they're going to go down with no bullets left because they're going to take everything they can from these weapons and they're going to try to use it to their maximum ability.
What have you seen out of Zach Ertz, looking at the weapons on the offense? What have you seen out of Zach Ertz? And then who's going to take over? Like, we know it's going to be Terry and Jahan. Who's behind that as a third receiver?
So with Zach, you know, that's where I'll admit my kind of bias, I guess, is I was a little bit of ageist. Like, I see this older tight end come in. Obviously, he, you know, he ended up leaving Arizona, goes to what was it, Detroit, but never gets on the field. Like,
he's looked
so
great.
I was kind of like, okay, that's great as a coach in the locker room. But now who are you going to have play, right? That's how, that was kind of my initial mindset. But then coming in and seeing him, I mean, the dude, yeah, like you just said, JP, like the dude looks great. Like I would never guess his age if I was just watching him, didn't know who he was. I would never guess his age. And then today we see him going face mask to face mask with young Percy Butler. So he's definitely ready to mix it up with the young guys. You know, I just think Zach not only brings the experience, but obviously kind of the coach on the field, mentor role to guys like Benson and those guys. But he's got playmaking ability, man. And him and Jaden have a chemistry, and they've definitely been connecting. As far as the third receiver goes, I think that's a little bit harder. I think, honestly, I don't know that you're going to have – I don't think right now I could say, like, here is your third receiver. I think I could say here is your third receiver if you have this kind of a look or this kind of a matchup or this kind of a scenario. I think Jamison Crowder fits really well as a third guy with that duo in certain scenarios. I think Luke McCaffrey, certainly as he continues to grow, could carve out a role. And I really like Alamide Zaccheaus. Like, I think that him and Terry and Jahan on the field can present some things as well. So I think you'll probably have a little bit – if it were today, I think you probably have a little bit more of a rotating third receiver than you have a solidified third receiver. But there's still time, and maybe one of those guys can come out ahead. I think if I had to predict who it would be, I'd probably say Alamide Zaccheaus at least to start off.
Yeah, and I think whatever it is to start – a lot of times rookies, you got to look to like the second half of the season.
Yeah.
You got to look past like Halloween. Like Halloween is a launch point, and I feel like that could be the case for Luke. I'd be curious to see it at least. We're talking with our friend David Harrison here, host of the Commanders Locked On podcast. And then, of course, you can check out all his work on Sports Illustrated, the Commanders page on SI. Give him a follow at dharrison82. A name you very much didn't mention there was De'Ami Brown.
Yeah.
We did a segment earlier in the show. We do this game called Real or Fake, where our old friend, tech executive Cody Betts, calls in with random fake or real news stories from around the internet. But we did it specifically to real or fake the hype around a guy at camp. Where are you at with De'Ami?
De'Ami is interesting because I'm kind of where I'm at with De'Ami right now is kind of where I was at with Emmanuel Forbes before camp really started, where I'm kind of just curious as to where you really fit in this offense and where you line up with the rest of the receiver room. Because, you know, when you look at like a team that wants to be explosive, a team that wants to be able to stretch the field, but also play quick in the short game in the intermediate part of the field, I just don't know that De'Ami does any of that really well, right? And we hear Coach Quinn talk about having guys
on
the field.
He's a vertical threat. Like, he's kind of a one-trick pony in a lot of ways.
But he's also not the fastest vertical threat, right? Like, they've got guys. So that's kind of where I'm at with De'Ami. Like, there's guys on the roster that do what you do and also do it a little bit better. But then they do some things that you don't do, and they do that obviously better than you do because you don't do them. So it's just – it's interesting because, like, we've seen De'Ami flash. We've seen him pop from time to time over the years. You know, but today, I mean, honestly, there was a little – and you don't want to draw too much from, like, one morsel, right? But there's a deep ball that Jane takes, and again, it's usually Terry on Emmanuel, right? But this time it's De'Ami, and they don't connect. They miss, right? Because why? The ball is deeper. Well, you look at that ball, and you're like, if that's Terry, that's probably a connection. If that's Alamide Zaccheaus, that might be a connection. Even if it's Luke McCaffrey, that might be a connection. So I just wonder, I haven't seen De'Ami really kind of carve out a role in this offense and say, boom, this is my spot, right? This is my seat at the table. And that's why right now I'm kind of leading him out of those conversations because I just don't see it personally.
3 years, 29 catches.
Yeah.
And for me, and I actually like Cole Turner better as a fit, but I've entered this space with Cole where I really like him. He's a nice guy. He's got a lot of ability. But, like, until I see it on Sundays, I don't know what to expect. Because I've seen Cole Turner shred at practice.
Right.
De'Ami, I haven't really even seen shred at practice. But, like, I've seen enough Sundays where the lack of physicality and the inability to finish routes, to cut hard corners and not round things off at the top, I just think those are problems that 3 years in, I don't know that they get fixed. Harrison, we can't keep you much longer, dude. I want everybody to check out your work on the podcast, the Inside Commanders. But real quick, you mentioned Forbes there. Are you buying this 17 pounds stronger, legit outside corner.
I mean, he doesn't look, what is it, 15 to 18 pounds heavier? Like, he doesn't look 15 to 18 pounds heavier. He does look heavier, but he doesn't look 15 to 18 pounds heavier. You know, I'm trying to give him as much kind of leeway as I can, sure, as somebody observing, you know, what's going on in the practice field, because, again, he is getting singled up against, you know, Terry McLaurin, and not every team has a Terry McLaurin. But, I mean, you look at the schedule, right? Like teams do have, I mean, I hate to say it, but A.J. Brown, right? They do have CeeDee Lamb. They do have Malik Nabers, right? Like, there are other receivers in the league. It's not, you know, as much as people love Terry, and we love Terry, like, it's not like Terry McLaurin is the number one receiver in the NFL, so nobody can handle him. And he, again, he is in position in a lot of these things, but being in position and getting beat is still getting beat. And I think any defensive coach would say, like, you need to find a way to not only be in position, but also be in position, get your hand on the ball, and force an incompletion. So you need to see him take that next level, or that next step. I think the Jets practice is going to tell a lot. Like, right now, I'm kind of just reserved, and I'm being happy with he was in position. In the Jets practice, you need to see him go up and compete against a guy that he doesn't have to be gentle with and doesn't have to protect while he's trying to play ball, and see what Garrett Wilson does.
There's a Chris Rock skit,
right?
I guess it's a part of a stand-up that I reference frequently in life because I think it's pretty relevant in multiple settings. But you're saying with Forbes right now, he's in position, and that's good. The famous Chris Rock line is, man, you can't celebrate the stuff you're supposed to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're supposed to be in position. How about you make a play? You're right. Let's get to Jersey. Let's see what happens up there. The whole league had him as a first rounder.
Right.
So there's talent there, or the whole league missed.
Right.
These guys decided to take him ahead of Christian Gonzalez. We'll see how that ends up working. Tell everybody where to get the podcast, dude.
Yeah, Locked On Commanders, 5 days a week these days, 6-7 days a week sometimes, anywhere you get podcasts, and on YouTube, and then CommanderGameDay.com, part of Sports Illustrated, and then Twitter, DHarrison82.
There you go. When we come back, we got to settle some bets for the week. Thank you, Harrison.
Appreciate you.
I can feel it, huh? B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just me today. B's riding his bike to the beach. I imagine he's getting there, getting close. We hope you're doing great. Should we call him real quick, Landfill, or do we not really have time?
I mean, I guess we could call him. I don't know if he'll answer.
Let's call. I don't either, but let's just call and find out. All right, we are now calling B. Mitch as he's riding a bicycle from D.C. to Dewey Beach, Delaware. I want to thank Toby for hanging out with me in the tent all day. Toby, you've been a big help. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Always fun.
Boys in the aquarium have done well. We're going to call B. Mitch, see if he picks up the phone. We have no idea what kind of shape he's in. Not sounding great. Oh, I like this. Better hope there's not some bot out there that can, like, figure out his phone number from the... Oh, we're ringing. Now, he's going to know it's the station, so this will not be a surprise. Brian? B. Mitch, are you there? Maybe he's in traffic at the Rusty Rudder. All right. Well, we will get the full story of B. Mitch's ride to the beach on Monday. Right now, we got some bets to settle up. Who won the week? Jeffrey,
I went 0-4 this week.
Damn, dog, that's bad.
But I don't feel too bad because B. Mitch went 0-4 as well. So, yeah, JP, you came in second place.
Dagger,
and Landon
better than 0-4
won a week. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. I know. And
Landfill, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What does this win mean for you? How do you plan to celebrate this and further your career with this week's win and Heard It Here First?
It's huge. Just absolutely massive. It's the career. How's it going to further? I mean, I'm just going to run it back next week.
You know what's remarkable is we tried to call B. Mitch and he didn't answer. And our dear friend Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor and a noted tout, a noted money-making machine, said he was going to call for like the last 45 minutes and just never called in. So shout out to Bees. Want to let you know, I really appreciate that. Haven't been kind of doing a solo show live from a tent in 150-degree weather. Just appreciate that. Toby, this is your first day making it all 4 hours here in the tent,
yeah.
And it's also been hot as hell.
Yeah.
How have you held up?
I feel like I'm going to pass out. It's a little bit miserable out here, so I can't wait to get home and take a cold shower.
For the record, that is somebody else on the B. Mitchell Finley program talking about taking a shower. That was not me talking about taking a shower. Now, Toby, I recommend you start listening to the Sports Junkies every morning. You never know who will dream of you taking a shower.
I'll pass.
Is that something you'd like to accomplish in your career, having
no.
a dude dream of you in the shower?
That's like the furthest thing down the list.
Okay. Just, you know, it's good to have options, good to consider everything out there. Jeffrey, what do you got going this weekend? I know you're at the club tomorrow night. I'm sure you're doing something nuts tonight.
I'm at Public House in the National Harbor. I'll be DJing there from 10 to 2. It's a bar, restaurant. Come through, get some food. And then tomorrow, 202 Lounge, we partying. From 10 to 1.
All right. That's awesome. That's Jeff's plan. Landville, what are you doing this weekend?
Napping.
Any red wine and Coke? What's the drink this weekend? Edibles.
Might do some Red Bull, sure.
Ooh, now you're talking. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Go get some Scotty's. Calmly walk into the liquor store, demand a bottle of Scotty's, walk home, sit in a chair, boom, your night is made. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Donna Hopkins. Thank you to Trisha Whitaker. And thank you to David Harrison for joining us. Big shout out to the boys in the aquarium and to Toby Altizer for gutting it out here in the tent. It's hot. Grant and Danny coming your way next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. I can feel it, huh? B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Just me today. B's riding his bike to the beach. I imagine he's getting there, getting close. We hope you're doing great. Should we call him real quick, Landville, or do we not really have time?
I mean, I guess we could call him. I don't know if he'll answer.
Let's call. I don't either, but let's just call and find out. All right, we are now calling B. Mitch as he's riding a bicycle from D.C. to Dewey Beach, Delaware. I want to thank Toby for hanging out with me in the tent all day. Toby, you've been a big help. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. Always fun.
Boys in the aquarium have done well. We're going to call B. Mitch, see if he picks up the phone. We have no idea what kind of shape he's in. Not sounding great. Oh, I like this. Better hope there's not some bot out there that can, like, figure out his phone number from the... Oh, we're ringing. Now, he's going to know it's the station, so this will not be a surprise. Brian? B. Mitch, are you there? Maybe he's in traffic at the Rusty Rudder. Ah! All right. We'll get the full story of B. Mitch's ride to the beach on Monday. Right now, we got some bets to settle up. Who won the week? Jeffrey,
I went 0-4 this week.
Damn, but, dog, that's bad.
But I don't feel too bad because B. Mitch went 0-4 as well. So, yeah, JP, you came in second place.
Dagger,
and Landy
better than 0-4
won a week. Yeah, go ahead. I know. And
Landfill, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What does this win mean for you? How do you plan to celebrate this and further your career with this week's win and Heard It Here First?
It's huge. Just absolutely massive. It's the career, how's it gonna further? I mean, I'm just gonna run it back next week.
You know what's remarkable is we tried to call B. Mitch and he didn't answer. And our dear friend Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor and a noted tout, a noted money-making machine, Said he was going to call for like the last 45 minutes and just never called in. So shout out to Bees. Want to let you know I really appreciate that. Haven't been kind of doing a solo show live from a tent in 150-degree weather. Just appreciate that. Toby, this is your first day making it all 4 hours here in the tent.
Yeah.
And it's also been hot as hell.
Yeah.
How have you held up?
I feel like I'm going to pass out. It's a little bit miserable out here. So I can't wait to get home and take a cold shower.
For the record, that is somebody else on the B. Mitchell Finley program talking about taking a shower. That was not me talking about taking a shower. Now, Toby, I recommend you start listening to the Sports Junkies every morning. You never know who will dream of you taking a shower.
I'll pass.
Is that something you'd like to accomplish in your career, having
no.
a dude dream of you in the shower?
That's like the furthest thing down the list.
Okay. Just, you know, it's good to have options, good to consider everything out there. Jeffrey, what do you got going this weekend? I know you're at the club tomorrow night. I'm sure you're doing something nuts tonight.
I'm at Public House in the National Harbor. I'll be DJing there from 10 to 2. It's a bar, restaurant. Come through, get some food. And then tomorrow, 202 Lounge, we partying from 10 to 1.
All right. That's awesome. That's Jeff's plan. Landfill, what are you doing this weekend?
Napping.
Napping? Any red wine and Coke? What's
maybe.
The drink this weekend?
Might,
just maybe. Edibles.
Might do some Red Bull, sure.
Ooh, now you're talking. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Go get some Scotty's. Walk, calmly walk into the liquor store, demand a bottle of Scotty's, walk home, sit in a chair, boom, your night is made. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Donna Hopkins. Thank you to Trisha Whitaker. And thank you to David Harrison for joining us. Big shout out to the boys in the aquarium and to Toby Altizer for gutting it out here in the tent. It's hot. Grant and Danny coming your way next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.